is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
With Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal in these last weeks, TikTok suspends a film on Jimmy Lai. Its CEO told Congress in March, goes the subhead, it doesn't do communist bidding, the lead paragraph. On April 18th, the Acton Institute released to the public its powerful documentary about Jimmy Lai, the Hong Kong newspaper man who's been in prison for the past 29 months. On Tuesday, the Acton Institute's TikTok account, which was set up the same day the Hong Konger premiered, was suspended. Coincidence? The Wall Street Journal editorial page asks. We are very pleased to welcome Mark Simon, Jimmy Lai's longtime deputy and director, a former director at the now-closed Apple Daily, to help us understand this coincidence. Mark, a very good day to you. Thank you very much. Gore Vidal taught me many years ago, don't call it a conspiracy when you can call it a coincidence. TikTok says that it's not communist propaganda. It's led by a man, Shou Zi Chu, who was born in Singapore. He's a Singaporean. Right now, it certainly looks like this coincidence needs an explanation. Has one been forthcoming from TikTok to your satisfaction? Hello, Mark.
Hello, John. Hello, Gordon. No, one is not forthcoming. One won't be forthcoming. They are basically trying to sweep this under the rug as quickly as possible. The Wall Street Journal called this out very quickly, and within 2 hours, they said they had a technical issue, and that's why it was a mistake, and they put it back up. However, they did not put everything back up. They still kept out two very sensitive portions of the video, which they then later restored about close to 24 hours later. And I think they think they've just under so much pressure. But no, this is TikTok. TikTok is controlled. There's no doubt about it. It's controlled by the CCP. They have phone calls that come from Beijing. We just had a recent leak, and I think it was in Bloomberg or the Wall Street Journal, where basically a former TikTok employee said, look, ByteDance is in Beijing, and we are controlled from there. They override decisions on a regular basis. So I think it's reached the point now. We know what TikTok is. We know what this is all about. And this is part of the CCP effort. They are basically looking to change history. It's no different than in Hong Kong recently. We've now seen close to 40% of the titles of political books in Hong Kong removed from public and school libraries. Anything on democracy movement, anything on Tiananmen, it's all gone. And this is them erasing history, and TikTok is part of that erasure.
Gordon, I come to you because I've followed the ByteDance owns TikTok from a distance. The testimony by the TikTok CEO that they're not part of the propaganda arm of the Chinese Communist Party. Did Congress accept that, or is this in dispute in Congress, Gordon?
Well, Congress didn't accept it, but the question is, will the Biden administration take action to ban TikTok, expropriate it, or otherwise make sure that the Communist Party can't use TikTok for its nefarious purposes? And so far, we're not getting any comfort on that. So I think that essentially China is winning this TikTok battle, at least for the moment.
You have a question for our colleague, Mark Simon, Gordon.
Mark, going to Jimmy Lai, he's received prison sentences that well exceed his expected life. And also, he has yet to face the most serious charges under the national security law. Is there any movement on the part of the United States, either in the Congress or the administration, to somehow free Jimmy Lai from imprisonment?
Well, his son's actually in D.C. right now. He was there last week. He's coming around today. He's seeing various members of Congress, the administration. Overall, the biggest issue that we have is one thing. The British government is not stepping up for Jimmy Lai, a full British citizen. Jimmy's not a BNO passport holder. Jimmy Lai is a British citizen, a British subject, and the British government is doing nothing. The U.S. government has been supportive. Members of Congress on both sides of the aisle have been very supportive. They do bring up Jimmy's name all the time. The biggest thing that the Chinese fail to understand is you're holding a Mandela-like figure in jail, along with 1,400 other people. This is just not going to go away. They're not going to be able to basically make these people disappear. So what the U.S. government needs to do, if the U.S. government wants to have some semblance of a better relationship with China, which I guess is a goal, if they want to have that, they've got to convince the Chinese you can't just have these barbaric practices of holding 1,400 people in jail. You've got a 75-year-old man in Jimmy Lai, and you've got close to a dozen people under the age of 17 for crimes that were largely committed before the national security law even came into effect. This is an easy one for the Chinese to solve. It's a layup. That they won't solve it should give us a real indication of where they really stand.
Mark, I'm puzzled. Again, coincidence. The British government, led by Rishi Sunak and the Conservatives, is there any reason to believe there's a connection between London and Washington, this need to engage China? Are our allies coordinating with us and holding off on what we can do to put justice correctly?
I actually have a completely different take, John. I understand the question. My take is this. We seem to have a competition between the EU, the US, Canada, Australia, and many parts of the world, with the exception of the Japanese and a few Asian countries, to basically try to get in China's good graces for the reasons of trade as quickly as possible. Look, the Brits are having a disaster with Brexit. It's not working out well for them in their minds. I don't think it's all that bad. But they've decided they have to have what? They have to have trade with China. So therefore, they're willing to do anything there is for it. The U.S., I think, is desperate to have some type of relationship. The engagement, people will always be pushing for that. So I think it's one of these things where basically you have like-minded people going in the same direction, but not really coordinating. But there is like a competition. It's almost like the Chinese are saying, if you give us this, we'll do nothing. And the other people will say, we'll give you that. And the Chinese say, we'll do nothing. The Chinese are going to have to give something sooner or later. And the easiest thing for them to give, in my mind, is on Hong Kong and human rights. It's not crucial to them. That's where they can give.
Gordon, you have a question for Mark.
Mark, doesn't Beijing see this as a competition of wills? So even though it is a layup, I agree with you, they can't do it because they feel that if they do, they have made a critical concession to foreigners.
I think the simple fact is for the Chinese, for Xi Jinping, is essentially they're going downhill. And you would think they'd reach out and try to grab a safety lever. They'd try to grab onto trade with the West. I think that's not the way Xi Jinping thinks. I think basically he's in trouble. You've got 20% plus youth unemployment. It's probably worse than that. You've got declining reserves and money available for local governments, so they're going bankrupt. And you've got an rapidly aging population. Things aren't looking great for them. I don't think they're on the verge of total collapse, but it's not good. And so when we would think they would go out and say, all right, this is a chance, let's go find some help in the world, that is not Xi Jinping's instinct. His instinct is to double down in terms of cracking down, double down in terms of looking internally. But Mark, I don't think that's going to work.
Mark, the appeasing that's going on right now, is it getting worse? We have a few seconds.
It's getting worse because basically we had a hard line, and so now we go back forth. It's basically two steps forward, one and a half steps back. Two steps forward in terms of confronting China. The good news is I don't think that everybody's going to buy it. And the other news is, count on Xi Jinping and the CCP to stick it back in our face, right, and hopefully more people learn the lesson.
Mark Simon, longtime deputy for Jimmy Lai, now jailed by the Chinese Communist Party.